next is Brian Van Hoel. Send a copy of this EMG to Dr. Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Clinical information. Patient's date of birth is 9/7/1948. Date of visit 1/24/2013. Clinical information. He's a 64 years old, right hand down and Cartesian man, who has a thickening of the right. Tingling of the fourth and fifth digits on both sides for several years, but he has history of left cubital tunnel surgery in 2007, but his symptoms never improved. He has not had any pain in his hands, however, he has a weakness of both hands, but he has a ganglion cyst of the left wrist, ganglion cyst of the along the volar aspect of the left wrist, but he also has left thumb CMC capital left wrist, CMC osteoarthritis. But the patient has not any significant neck pain or radicular symptoms, but next radiographic examination, he had soft tissue swelling along the radial volar aspect of the left wrist area, but it was non-tender and non-pulsatile, but therefore pulses were present without evidence for echocyanosis. The color changes in his hands, muscle tone, bulk and strength were normal, no definite sensory deficits were appreciated. He did not have any significant cervical spine tenderness. Next paragraph, nerve conduction study. Median, ulnar, and radial nerves were tested in each upper extremity. Third, median. Motor latencies, amplitudes, and conduction velocities were within normal limits. Ulnar motor latencies, amplitudes, and conduction velocities were within normal limits. Kurt? Ulnar inching was performed, which showed normal latencies and amplitudes, but there was drop in the conduction velocities at P2 and P capital areas. But median FF latencies were normal. Ulnar FF latency was 32.1 milliseconds on the left side and 35 milliseconds on the right side. But median sensory latency 3.3 milliseconds on the left side and 3.2 milliseconds on the right side. Ulnar sensory latency 3.5 milliseconds on the left side and 3 milliseconds on the right side. Radial sensory responses were normal bilaterally. Third, next radar. Electromyographic study, deltoids, flexor carpi ulnaris, first dorsal introitus, abductor digitum minimi. And abductor pollicis brevis muscle were tested in the left upper extremity along with cervical parasternal muscles as mentioned in detail. Separately, motor inner morphology, recruitment, interference pattern were normal. Normal muscle spontaneous activity was observed. Incision activity was normal. Then extra of impression. This study showed evidence for mild left cubital tunnel syndrome, facial neuropathy without denervation changes. But there was also evidence for mild right ulnar neuropathy. There was was no evidence for significant carpal tunnel syndrome. There was no evidence for cervical radiculopathy. Greg, he'll follow up in your clinic as is scheduled. He will return at this office as needed. Thank you very much for this report.